a Batman.
This is State of Opportunity from Michigan Radio. I'm Dustin Dwyer. Charles Murray may not be a household name, but the libertarian author and commentator has had a major effect on our nation's approach to poverty. His ideas helped shape the landmark 1996 Welfare Reform Act. He's also a figure of controversy, particularly for those on the left. He's gotten a lot of attention this summer for his new book called Coming Apart. It's about the growing split in America between the haves and the have-nots. Yesterday, Murray was in Ann Arbor, and I had a chance to sit down with him for a wide-ranging conversation. We talked for about a half an hour, and we will put up the full audio of that conversation a little bit later. But for those of you who don't have time for that full conversation, we have a shortened version, and we'll pick up the conversation with Murray's views on education and his idea that not every child should go to college.
Education should bring each child to adulthood having discovered things he or she loves to do and having learned how to do them well. And what that does mean is you do not take a youngster who is really, really good with his hands, really, really good at fixing things, but has low verbal skills. You don't try to make an English major out of him. You build on his or her strengths. And that's precisely what the current educational system refuses to do.
So getting into your newest book, Coming Apart, you write about... it's interesting that there's sort of agreement now on both sides of the political aisle about the trends that are happening in America. We're sort of splitting. Mm-hmm. But it still seems like there's two different discussions about why that's happening and how that's happening. Can you tell me about why you took your approach at looking at this problem and what you think of sort of the other approaches?
I think the others, I think people on the left are a lot more worried about income inequality than I am. I'm worried about cultural divergence in America's civic culture. I think that my focus on human flourishing in terms of the domains of family, community, vocation, and faith, which I argue are the domains within which people achieve deep satisfactions in life, is somewhat different from the near obsession with just simple income inequality. So in those regards, we're different. In terms of causes, the 1960s have a lot to answer for. We changed the rules of the game that created a lot of the problems we have now. Others will make the argument about globalization, that the good jobs have gone away and the rest of it. I think I'm right. You know what? It doesn't make much difference anymore. Because you can't unwind whatever the original causes were.
So what do we do about that? Or are we destined to be a nation where there's sort of we could call it a ruling class, an elite, who are highly educated and have high incomes, and a perpetual lower class? Is it just going to go that way?
Well, we have alternative futures, and one is pretty close to the way you described it. And if you asked me to bet, I would say that's the most likely. And so the question is, can you resuscitate an American civic culture which prided itself on being engaged in the life of the community, which prided itself on an egalitarianism in terms of human dignity? And that's why I'm a libertarian, because I think the only way to get back to that is to get the government the hell out of the things that have destroyed that civic culture.
So I'll just ask one follow-up on that, I felt like I was left with this question in the book. Like, I still don't understand the mechanism by which that happens. You're saying if we get the government the hell out of these issues, that people will just naturally go back to neighborhoods where a rich person lives next to a poor person and where they care more.
That won't necessarily happen, but the communities themselves revitalize. To tell you the truth, a working class and middle class community doesn't need these overeducated elitist snobs in order to function. But it does need the kinds of natural incentives to form a vital community which the welfare state ravages.
Okay. Thank you, Charles Murray, for joining us.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.